Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Right, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, September 1st.
Goodness gracious, it's already September.
First is September, first summer without tan lines for us.
Brutal situation, but we're going to open this up with the best one yet. TBOY.
Jack, what do we got for the first story going on over here?
Corporate generosity. Tom's gives a pair of shoes for each sale. Warby Parker donates a pair of frames for each sale.
Yeah. Lemonade is donating too, at a rate of 17 times more than the average publicly traded corporation.
Very generous. Investors, though, are annoyed since Lemonade is unprofitable.
Second story, Jack. What do we got?
Do you get the Netflix password from a friend, from a parent, or from a sibling?
Trick question these days. Netflix just offered up its content for free, breaking the freemium model, but it didn't even have one.
I think it's called netflix.com/watchfree. Sounds too good to be true.
Third and final story, Jack. What do we got?
United Airlines just eliminated the most hated fee of all time forever.
The $200 change fee, aka a purebred 100% beautiful, you want to hug it, profit puppy.
American Kennel Club approved.
But before we jump into all that good stuff, Snackers, happy T-Boy Tuesday to you.
And a special happy T-Boy Tuesday to Warren Buffett, whose 90th birthday I think was yesterday.
Now, we don't know if he's a snacker.
But we also don't know he's not a snacker either.
We did notice that Bill Gates made Warren Buffett an Oreo cake for his birthday. Very nice, Bill.
And Bill Gates, who's a millennial at heart, made him an awkwardly well-produced video on how he baked the Oreo cake.
If you got the money, you spend it on the production.
Now, the real story here is Warren Buffett's investing strategy, which gets all the attention. There's like 20 books written about how Warren Buffett invests.
Everyone else talks about fundamental analysis, but Jack and I noticed a different strategy going on with Warren Buffett he doesn't talk about.
He literally invests with his gut.
Snackers, we're talking about a 90-year-old man who drinks 6 Cokes a day and owns 10% of Coca-Cola.
The guy bought the entire company that makes See's candy because he loves See's candy.
Splurged $500 million on Dairy Queen back in 1997 because he's got a soft spot for the soft serve.
I think his nickname in college was the Dairy Queen, actually.
The right dessert for the right Burger King meal, which he also happened to own.
And there's a reason Bill Gates made him a cake out of Oreos. Because he's a major shareholder in Mondelez, the company that owns Oreo.
Snacker's alternative investing strategy behind Berkshire Hathaway, we've identified it.
Don't go with your gut, literally follow your gut.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. For snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, the most purebred profit puppy of all time just got eliminated. That's right. United Airlines just ended their $200 change fee permanently.
Permanently.
Now, the lawyers, they bust out their favorite here. They wanted to go with in perpetuity.
In perpetuity is how lawyers like to say forever, but they got overruled by the CEO, who dropped the F-bomb and said they're gone forever.
Forever, until we change policy again. CL terms and conditions, offer not valid in Puerto Rico, must be 18 and over, all terms comply.
I would not be shocked, Snackers, if they bring this fee back in like 5 years.
But in the meantime, happy September. Summer travel ends with Labor Day.
Right, and usually the summer is blockbuster season for airlines.
So Jack and I are looking back on this. How are the last 3 months? Well, air travel was down 70%, and the airlines faced a revenue triple whammy.
Jack, you don't want one whammy. You definitely don't want two. Three is unheard of.
Well, first of all, anyone who's been on an airplane recently knows that flights are like 30% full at most. So they're not getting people. So then the airlines have to drop the price on those tickets to even get you on the airplane.
And they cut the number of flights already by 45%. And still can't fill the airplanes.
Now we know the airlines are having that feeling that we have all felt before.
You show up 2 hours early because they tell you to.
Yeah, they did.
You're in TSA for an hour.
Not bad.
Then the flight gets delayed 3 hours.
Kind of bad.
Then you find a Sbarro. The pizza's terrible.
No sauce.
Then 3 more hours of delay. And then at 1:30 a.m., the flight's canceled.
Okay.
Oh, good luck finding a hotel room.
You end up sleeping in a mattress in an Uber.
Now, the usual historic response by airlines during an economic downturn like we're facing right now,
you create mandatory revenues because you're not getting regular revenues.
Mandatory revenues. In other words, fees that travelers have to pay.
Checked bag fees, change fees. Those are the biggest culprits we've seen out there.
And these fees are purebred profit puppies because there's no cost related to those revenues. They become pure profit for the company.
We're talking Westminster blue metal situation.
Now, it's different from like a ticket sale for a flight from JFK to San Francisco. There are costs associated with those revenues like fuel, plane maintenance, pilot salaries, etc.
So you got all that good stuff, but fees have risen by 5 times in the last decade, and now they're 15% of all airline sales.
And they are pure profit puppies that go straight to the bottom line.
But what Jack and I find fascinating is that during this downturn, United knows that fees aren't actually creating revenue, they're destroying it.
Say you're considering a Labor Day weekend trip to Miami.
Yeah.
You found an Airbnb that looks super COVID safe, very sanitized place.
It's cute. It's by the water. They have their own towelettes.
But you're thinking to yourself, with COVID so volatile, there could be some new shelter in place law that makes me cancel my weekend.
Boom, you get down there and they're saying like New Yorkers have to stay underground in a hut for 6 weeks before they can emerge.
So if you're reluctant to book this trip to Miami, you're going to be even more reluctant when you see the $200 change fee you'll have to pay if the trip does get canceled.
Plus, these change fees add an entirely new health risk, because if you book the Miami trip and feel sick, are you going to worry about the change fee?
You'll end up going anyway because you hate the change fee so much, you just don't want to pay it.
So United just ended their $200 change fee forever to encourage you to book travel anywhere, anytime.
There is fine print, as always with airlines. They will still have change fees on international flights and like the super basic fare that like doesn't even give you a bathroom break.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at United?
Here's the thing about oligopolies. Once one airline drops fees, they all have to drop fees.
Snackers, a monopoly, you got one company that dominates. An oligopoly, you got a few companies that dominate, kind of like a monopoly.
In the United States, we have 4 airlines controlling 80% of the flight market. We got ourselves an oligopoly.
We got an oligopoly. Now notice though that most airlines kind of feel similar. Similar miles program, similar seat reclining, similar peanut snacks.
Now besides Southwest, which is a little different, Nick, they all feel similar because they all act exactly the same. They even charge the exact same $200 change fee.
And in an oligopoly, they can't afford to let one rival snag the advantage over another airline.
But they can also maintain an advantage over flyers if they act together in coordination.
Now, technically, that's collusion, which is technically illegal and anti-competitive practice.
But the airlines have had a don't ask, don't tell, and none of us will ever lower fees, so we'll all win
policy.
It's actually kind of charming.
So Jack and I were expecting Delta and American Airlines to begrudgingly like make the same move as United just did.
We were going to predict it. But then minutes before our recording, like 3 minutes ago, Delta did drop their fee just like we expected them to.
And then American did too, because oligopolies,
they fly together.
And they drop their change fees together.
For our second story, Netflix is making an unprecedented move.
It's giving away its top movies and shows for free in order to find its next 100 million users.
In a world where you don't have to ask a buddy for a password.
It's actually brutal when your buddy, whose password you have, you haven't talked to in like 3 months.
We've been there.
And then you need the password real bad.
How long do you go into the conversation before mentioning you're about to get a password reset email?
Yeah, I can explain.
Which brings us to free Netflix.
Netflix is offering 10 movies and TV shows, no subscription, no strings attached, at netflix.com/watch-free.
This is like a Costco free sample in aisle 3, except instead of a cracker, it is a prime rib steak.
Yeah, they're not showing you some 5 hour Serbian documentary about Serbian documentaries. No. They're giving you their top shelf content.
We're talking Stranger Things, Grace and Frankie, Our Planet, The Two Popes.
Our Planet, which is the Planet Earth knockoff with the same British guy.
Attenborough, sue these guys.
Now, there's a catch here. You can only check out these shows for free.
That's true.
If you're watching on a web browser or through an Android smartphone.
When we said there were no strings attached, there was a single string. This was it.
You're also not allowed to do this through your iPhone or through a smart TV or through a Fire Stick or on incognito mode.
Now, more on those in a bit, but at first, this kind of feels like the classic freemium model that the tech industry loves.
We've all experienced this. You download Spotify and you can listen for free if you listen to ads too, or you can upgrade and get the premium subscription.
One's free and you hear ads, one you pay a subscription for.
But really, this Netflix thing with the free movies, it's actually a marketing website for customers who are concerned about price.
The only ad you're experiencing is the content itself and a call to action to actually subscribe to Netflix in the future. If you like the stuff.
Right. So this isn't some revenue generator through the ads from Netflix, which is why we think they're targeting emerging markets like Brazil or India, where people's incomes are lower.
Now, typically with like the sign up for one free month of Netflix, you got to like put in credit card info and expect you're going to get, you know, charged in a few.
But with this easy website, there's no marking your calendar and being stressed out about whether you actually canceled it and you might see a surprise $14 Netflix fee on your credit card.
And then you got to get in touch with customers service. Instead, you're just watching the 30-second Netflix ad at the beginning of this awesome show, and then you get to actually enjoy the show.
Now, some of you might be like, why can't I try this out on my iOS device?
Because Netflix figures if you got an iPhone, you probably can afford the Netflix subscription.
Yeah, they're not just giving the freebie to anybody.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Netflix?
Netflix needs new tools to find its next 100 million users.
Snackers, last quarter, Netflix added 10 million new subscribers, crushed expectations.
Next quarter, they're projecting just 2.5 million, a fraction of before.
Now, they can't rely on like another global keep everyone at home pandemic-y event to keep making you a subscriber.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Disney Plus, Quibi, yep. Peacock, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max.
Great list.
All competition that didn't exist for Netflix 1 year ago.
So going from like 193 million subscribers,
which is the present count of Netflix Nation,
to 300 million Netflix subscribers,
which is where Netflix wants to be,
requires an unprecedented move and some fresh new tactics.
Like letting people watch for free with no credit card attached, something Netflix has never done.
For our third and final story, Lemonade is a broke company that still donates to charity.
And that's exactly why it thinks millennials and Gen Z will love it.
We're talking the pink-branded, online-only rent home insurance company that looks like it punched a grapefruit.
All in the app, you can pay $15 a month and you're covered if your home gets burglarized or like explodes or something.
They got 814,000 customers as of June 30th, which is like nearly double from the previous year.
And they IPO'd on July 1st, becoming just the third ever B corporation to go public. B, like banana.
Let's move out the dictionary. Being a B Corp is why Lemonade donated 2% of its revenue to charities.
Now, Snackers, C Corps
C
are about 99% of the companies that we discuss on Snacks.
As in Charlie. But B Corps are like their like younger sibling who has a hand-me-down Subaru.
B Corps still have a Phish concert poster on their bedroom wall from Madison Square Garden.
And they're 40 years old. Someone should maybe remove that thing.
Now, Snackers, B Corps care just as much about about purpose as they do profits.
Yeah, B Corps are literally and legally obligated to do the right thing. A lot different than a C Corp.
And the news comes from the Wall Street Journal yesterday, which calculated that Lemonade donates 17 times higher a percentage of their revenues than the average big corporation does.
That is wild. 17 times more than your average corporation.
Now, that's not surprising, because this is a B corporation which tries to do good for the world.
But Jack and I noticed it is awkward because they have never made a profit.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, Lemonade, but no. Maybe cut back on the charitable donations since you're making horrible losses each year.
Jack and I can't give investment advice, but you may want to look at the whole giving to all this money away situation.
Now, this story brings us back to Marketing 201. It's one step above Marketing 101.
It's just like a slight tweak in the syllabus. What product attribute is most important to consumers? That is the question.
Now, for the product of renter's insurance, is the most important attribute price? Is it generosity of coverage? Should you actually have to make a claim? Is it convenience?
It's not a particularly sexy industry, but those three are the only three attributes that all the insurance companies happen to be thinking about.
Now, Lemonade's like, time out. What about sustainability and social impact of the company? Those are just as important.
Their calculation here is that charitable giving loses them money, but only in the short term.
In the long term, it's going to win love from young people who become customers of Lemonade
and make them less likely to lie about their insurance claims.
Very true.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Lemonade?
This is charity as marketing.
Snackers, you got $1 million and you're Lemonade's chief marketing officer. You could spend that on like a 20 seconds of a Super Bowl ad.
That's what all the other insurance companies are doing every Sunday during the NFL game.
Or you could donate $1 million to charity instead and get people to praise you for being so woke.
70% of Lemonade's customers so far are under 35 years old, they're young, and they're first-time home buyers or renters.
We're talking about a generation of customers that cares about purpose, and Lemonade targets this generation of customers
with these charitable donations.
We appreciate it. Investors don't seem to appreciate it right now.
Right. Investors don't love this strategy. They're annoyed, and the stock is down 29% since the July 1st IPO.
Wall Street's watching to see if Social Promise can win customer bucks.
Whether charity can successfully become marketing.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
The airline stocks all fell by 3 to 4% yesterday because they had to finally put down their finest profit puppy.
Change fees are gone across the industry because, like ducks, airlines fly together.
Second takeaway, Jack. Netflix has a free sample option, which we think is targeting lower income consumers.
Getting the next 100 million Netflixers is going to require some new strategies and some new offerings.
For our third and final story, Lemonade is donating to charity, even though it really can't afford to do so.
They're betting that consumers will buy insurance from a company that has values and a few posters.
Now, time for our snack fact. This one tweeted in by Jeremy Waterbury in lovely New Palestine, Indiana.
Nicholas, last week we covered the company Ball Corporation, which manufactures the aluminum cans that has a global supply shortage right now.
Yeah, they kind of missed out in this case because everyone's consuming stuff in cans and they were not ready.
Turns out that company was created by the five Ball brothers, who were also the same people behind Ball State University in Indiana.
Lucius, William, Edmund, Frank, George, sounds like a lame law firm.
Universities and aluminum can companies, that's what the Ball brothers do.
But before we go, snackers, Nico and Mariana engaged in Monterey, Mexico. Congratulations.
Happy anniversary to Leanne and Nick in Boston, Mass.
Michael and Monica, COVID-style micro-wedding they had it in Newport Beach, California.
Happy anniversary to Robert and Sandra in Stockton, California.
And Roland and Shantae, a baby girl, Benton, Arkansas, newest young snacker.
Happy back to school to Arya Greenberg in Teaneck, New Jersey.
And same to Hannah Adam in Kansas, the state.
Charlotte Aurelia Soler, happy coming into this world, and congratulations to Joe and Bree in Sarasota, Florida.
And a happy birthday to Farida in Lagos, Nigeria.
And Rachel Zane in Brooklyn, New York.
And Aditya Kamath in Muscat, Oman.
And Sean Payne in Oklahoma.
And Kendra Courtney turning 31 in Jackson, Mississippi.
Michelle Hearns in Stamford, Connecticut.
And Yi Chen in Naperville, Illinois.
And So-So in Belize, Georgia.
And Kevin Chu in lovely Brevard, North Carolina.
Snackers!
You all look fantastic.
You all look fantastic.
Now, if you got buddies who aren't snacking yet, please do us a favor and ask them HYHYSD.
We got to grow Snacker Nation. Have you had your snacks daily?
Nick and I will see you again tomorrow.
Can't wait. If you know, you know.
This is Jack, I own stock of Spotify.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.